midfield, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown!
Coming to you live from Browns headquarters in Berea, Ohio, this is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, in association with Rebel Wireless and Quaker Steak and Lube, on ESPN 850 WKNR.
It pushes, and he's in! Touchdown! It is all over! The Browns have won it!
And now, here's your host, Vic Carucci.
Well, we've got so much show for you on this Football Tuesday edition of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. We have got, from the Cleveland Plain Dealer, columnist Terry Pluto joins us. He hasn't been on with us in a while, so we want to get his perspectives on what this team has been doing during the offseason. From the NFL Network, he also does work for Fox Sports, Charles Davis. He's going to join us, and we'll get a rundown. Charles Davis is exceptional. I don't know that he gets enough credit for how much he studies the draft, how much he studies college talent, because that is really his, right in his wheelhouse. And we'll get his thoughts on how this draft can match up with the needs of the Browns, at least as these needs stand with what they've done so far through free agency. So we'll hear from Charles Davis. We're going to hear from a couple of new Browns players. Gary Barnage, tight end, joined this team, one of the early signings of free agency. Going to get to know him a little bit. A Louisville Cardinal, by the way, so you know he's in a pretty good mood with the men's team winning and winning a national championship and the women's team trying to do the same tonight. And we'll also hear from Chris Owens, cornerback for the Browns, another new member of this team. Again, just to know a little bit about these guys, these are a little chats that Jameer Howerton from our staff has with these players, and we'll share those with you. So lots of that to get to in the course of this hour. And your questions, your comments that you submit to the Browns official Facebook, Twitter pages, you submit to the Browns daily email, daily@clevelandbrowns.com is the address. And, of course, the Browns Twitter page at Browns underscore daily, the Browns daily Twitter page at Browns underscore daily, yours truly at VICCARUCCI. Nicholas from Facebook. He says, if the Browns get Chance Warmack, he would be awesome. A left side at the left side of Joe Thomas, Warmack, Alex Mack in the middle would be awesome. I agree that Chance Warmack would make the Browns or any offensive line better. The dominant interior lineman for that Alabama National Championship team, multiple titles that he's been a part of, great work that he's done, creating some holes for a guy named Trent Richardson, or at least he did that when Richardson was there and is now in Cleveland. So that would be a nice reuniting of those two. But I don't see it necessarily. I mean, I think I'm not inclined to think that the Browns will use the pick that they would need to get to, they would need to exercise to get him, and that would be their sixth overall pick. Because I think, A, that's probably pretty high for an offensive guard, as good as he is. They could trade down and maybe target him later. But I'm still inclined to think that their emphasis will be, and we've heard this from Joe Banner, the emphasis of rushing the passer, of getting the best people possible to put heat on the quarterback and protect the quarterback. That is also part of the mantra that he's talked about. So, yeah, Warmack fits the second half of that, and I didn't necessarily get the drift that Joe Banner or the organization feels one is much more important than the other. They're both important because if you're trying to achieve one thing, as other teams besides the Browns are in rushing the quarterback, you better have that second thing, that ability to protect. But I'm inclined to think that building up this pass rush is a larger priority that – And then we'll get into this when I talk with Terry Pluto and probably with Charles Davis as well. It'd be good to get into this too. Just that whole idea of what do you do? Is it possible that you could overthink it maybe and maybe try to move down in order to get an additional pick or picks? But if you sit right there, you might just very well be sitting right where you need to sit to get an outstanding player on the defensive side, pass rusher, cornerback. And, you know, again, maybe that offensive line thing that Chance Womack idea is drifting or floating around in someone's mind, but it's just not in mine. Now, my personal sense is, if I'm in charge of that pick, which I'm not, I'm probably not going there. As much as I like the guy, and Nicholas, your points are well taken about the impact he would have. Okay, in a couple of minutes, we are going to hear from standout columnist for the Cleveland Plain Dealer, longtime journalist in Northeast Ohio, Terry Pluto. He's going to join us on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Vic Carucci with you on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Looking for the best deal on a new or pre-owned vehicle? Well, look no further than LibertyFord.com. Go online and search Ohio's number one Ford dealer group's large selection of new and pre-owned inventory. Apply for instant credit approval, schedule your next service appointment, learn about special offers, and more. It's all just one click away at LibertyFord.com. Liberty guarantees financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty's in Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion,
Hey, Browns fans, Bernie Kosar here. As a former NFL quarterback, I know what it's like to get hit hard. But you can keep your wallet from getting hit hard when you take advantage of Discount Drug Mart's $1.99 generic prescription program. Discount Drug Mart offers hundreds of prescriptions and non-prescription medications starting at just $1.99. Just like my offensive line protected me, Discount Drug Mart will protect your wallet. Discount Drug Mart, the official drugstore of the Cleveland Browns.
Yeah, traffic again. You've sat in it like a zillion times. But this time, why don't you mix it up with a Pepsi? Yeah? Sounds nice, doesn't it? Aw, yeah. Jams aren't so bad with the cool cola flow. Look at that cabbie waving at you. Ah, what a friendly guy. Whoa, check out that orange cone. It's like sunshine. Pepsi always gives you the green light on total enjoyment. And now, you're experiencing a whole world of refreshment without moving at all.
Oh, yeah.
Pepsi. Live for now.
Hi, my name is Phil Fogarty with Weedman Lawn Care, and I want to clear up a real misconception amongst homeowners. I get the distinct feeling that some of you think that all lawn care companies are alike. Well, that couldn't be further from the truth. Some of the low-cost providers will either use quick-release fertilizers or whatever their suppliers wish to dump on the market. Not a good thing. At Weedman, we use only golf course quality, time-released, granular fertilizer that meters out over 8 to 10 weeks and makes environmental sense. This means no mowing like crazy after an application and then loss of color a few weeks later, like competitors' results. We also keep product off drives and sidewalks, leave personalized notes about your lawn, move toys and pet items before treating. We've even been known to bring in a garbage can or two. Go to WeedmanUSA.com today for a free quote. We have associates with agronomy degrees, former golf course superintendents, and over 40 years of experience in lawn care. So choose Weedman, where we care for your lawn and promises are kept. Call 216-289-5446 or go to WeedmanUSA.com because lawn care is not all alike.
Happy Football Tuesday, and the Cleveland Browns, we'll talk about making your football experience better. The 2013 NFL Draft Party is Thursday, April 25th. At First Energy Stadium. Watch all of the first-round draft action, including visits from current and former Browns players, live broadcasts, and the chance to personally select your seats for the 2013 season. Doors open at 6 p.m., and admission is free. For more info, visit ClevelandBrowns.com. And this segment is brought to you by Quaker Steak and Lube. And joining us on the Rebel Wireless Hotline is the outstanding sports columnist for the Cleveland Plain Dealer, Terry Pluto. Terry, welcome back to the show.
Glad to be here.
Well, let's talk about this Browns offseason now that, at least in your case, I've had a chance to kind of get big picture on it. And I want to ask you, on perception, how much you think this team has helped itself?
I think in the eyes of the fans, probably not a lot because they don't understand really what the team's doing. And you know and I know, Vic, that the average fan – when he thinks football, what side of the ball does he think?
Yeah, always offense.
Offense. So they go, hey, well, where's the receiver now? They did sign Nelson the other day, but, of course, he was hurt last year. But when you look at what they needed to do, which is bolster the defense, and I went through the roster from last year as you did, and whether they played a 3-4 or 4-3, they were going to have to overhaul the linebackers and add some linemen anyway. So when you turn around and you sign Desmond Bryant and you turn around and you get Kruger, you know, those two guys to really pressure the quarterback, I think that's a, you know, enormous boost. Some of the other guys, I don't know how good Quentin Groves is going to be. You know, he seems like he's a role player, but a role player for a coach who knows him could be very valuable. So on that regard, I think they've helped themselves some. You know, but the draft is the Super Bowl for these guys.
Yeah, I think you're right. And the draft is where we learn maybe where the key components, the pieces that are going to help enhance this offense further, because I think right now the offense improvement is in the hands, or at least, again, we're talking about perception here, in the hands of the coaches that have been hired, right? I mean, that's where it starts, to make the guys already here better. But I think the rest of it, that's where a lot of us are looking to see what this draft will produce.
Right, and we actually don't know fully what the new coaching staff thinks of Whedon and the other pieces. If they thought Whedon was a total throwaway, we'd have a different quarterback besides Campbell in here. You know, Campbell comes in to help him and can play in a pinch and is an upgrade over Colt McCoy. But you don't bring Jason Campbell in and say, well, this is going to be my quarterback for the next 3 years. So my feeling is they must have pretty good vibes on Whedon, but they also want to keep Whedon a little bit on edge and working hard. And I know they do love Richardson. We'll see how they, you know, if they could get some depth at receivers. But to me, the big thing is that they were not just going to throw a bunch of money around after, you know, C-plus players in free agency. You know, a lot of fans don't realize how the different sports work in terms of who becomes a free agent. Very seldom will you see a Josh Hamilton or a Lou or a Pujols or these marquee names like in baseball become a free agent in football. That guy doesn't get to the market usually.
Right.
And so oftentimes you end up paying guys, like for example, the B guys, like a Nick Swisher or Michael Bourne. You end up paying him like they're superstars in football when they get there. And then, of course, 2 years later, that guy's hurt because it's football.
Right.
And so I think that their approach of, you know, getting the guys in their late 20s, guys coming off of rookie contracts, guys who are not worn down physically, was one that they set out to do, and that's what they did.
How do you see Brandon Whedon's development going now based on, again, last year? And you're right, there is no definitive sense
mm-hmm.
of how this coaching staff, how this administration really feels about Whedon, other than to say, prove something to us. How capable do you think he is of proving what they want to see?
You know, I just think in a better system that's more crafted around his skills, he's got to be better. And of course, he's got a long way to improve, but, you know, I ran a bunch of stats right after the season about how of the, I think it was 40 quarterbacks, it's released 100 passes last year. He was second from last in terms of being allowed to throw out of the shotgun formation. And he was a shotgun quarterback the whole time he was in college. And when you looked at it, he was throwing like 42% out of shotgun. And when you look at the teams coached by Turner and Chubb last year, they were over 70%. So right away, you got to figure, well, this guy's now in the shotgun 70% of the time. And that should help him, because actually Whedon's stats were better a year ago when he was in the shotgun as opposed to under center. And as one of the Browns coaches, when I showed him those stats and talked to him about it, he said, furthermore, usually when he was in the shotgun back then, they knew he was going to throw the ball. So the fact that he had more success out of the shotgun was even more impressive. And they think have him in that shotgun with Trent Richardson right behind him, or right next to him, one or the other, you know, kind of a place, is going to open up for both of the guys. And I think they are intrigued by that. You know, they want to play in the laboratory and see how it looks. But, you know, they're just getting to know Whedon now, and they don't really know his leadership. And I know they're working hard at keeping an open mind and not base it on what somebody said last year when he was a rookie or the former coaches.
I think the best and worst thing that happened to Brandon Whedon was coming in the same year as Andrew mm-hmm. Luck, as RG3, yeah. as Russell Wilson, The worst part of that, of course, is that they did what they did, and he did what he did, and we know the gap in those performances. But the best thing is that those talents caused those coaching staffs, particularly in Washington and Seattle, to think outside the box a little bit, to do some of the things you were talking about in terms of formation, right, and be less conventional in the view and just say, hey, we're going to maximize what these young guys can do for us right away. And I think that I'm not saying that the Browns' current staff is taking its cue from the Redskins and Seahawks staffs per se, or even the Colts staff with Luck, but it's a factor. It's something that you have to think about in saying, okay, maybe with the right scheming and the right technical coaching, this guy will make some significant strides.
And also when you compare it to, okay, this is not a good quarterback draft, and we didn't really like the free agents that much. We're not sure how much better Alex Smith would be in the system than Whedon or some of the other free agent quarterbacks that were out there. So I think they decided, well, let's just work with this guy and find out. It would be interesting to see where Whedon would go in this draft if he were in it.
Terry Pluto from the Cleveland Plain Dealer joining us via the Rebel Wireless Hotline on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. We brought up the signing of Donald Nelson coming aboard and looking at him as the prototype of this North Turner-Chudzinski offense. Tall guy, athletic guy on the perimeter. That's what they favor, and he seems like a really good fit in that regard. I don't know that they've picked up a number one guy here, but it looks like they've picked up somebody who is going to make some contribution. And now I wonder, for those who have been fans who have been starved, who have been asking you and asking me, when is this team going to add some veteran receivers? How is this team going to help its receiving corps? Do you think they've moved the needle a bit in that regard?
Yeah, if he has a year like he did, I think he caught 62 balls 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Well, that would have led this team in interceptions.
Right.
So there you go. And if you put him in the big scheme of, you know, Gordon running downfield, Little, and now this guy, what they really need to do is, and maybe they'll do it in the draft, is the pass-catching tight end. So frankly, we're talking Whedon. That stuff's going to help Whedon.
Right.
They never could get that slot receiver right the last few years. You've seen the different guys they've had in there, in Norwood, and I don't even remember who else was they were doing. They were trying. That's the point. You know,
yeah.
They never could figure out a guy. And so that's a positive. I'm intrigued by them. What I do like about the coaching staff is I think they're pragmatic pro coaches. By that I mean on offense, they're not sold on one system. And you've seen enough of, yes, they like to go downfield and they like a power running game, but there's so much room to roam under those two broad philosophies that and I just think it's going to make the offense has just got to be better this way. I just really believe it, even though they haven't done a ton with it other than Nelson, and we'll see what they do in the draft. You know, I really hope, though, that they go get a guard. Whether it's in the draft or I don't know if there's anybody else floating around in free agency or trade. But Pinkston, I know he's healthy. Bloodcott's scare me, Vic. They scare me. And, you know, Greco, Miller, these guys are sort of backups. So I want another. You have a good offensive line, we'll make it better.
Yeah, with the two, that would be the other lingering question. Again, we could sit here and say, okay, they got to fix cornerback, they got to do something about safety, and oh yeah, that old guard position. And here we are, and we just said the quarterback thing is still got to be solidified. Where we can't call that solidified yet, we've come up with a reasonably, I'm going to call it long list, but certainly a substantive list of areas that need to be hit in one fashion, form, or fashion over these next weeks or months. And yet, this has been a busy, active team in free agency, right? I mean, they've signed a lot of players. They've gone into free agency, and I'm not saying they went after the marquee guys per se all the way through, but they certainly were aggressive with what they needed to do at the key defensive spots, at some of the key defensive spots. And as we sit here now and go through position by position, it's a pretty long list of acquisitions who figure, whether they're starters or role players, Terry, to have an impact.
And they haven't blown their cap to bits either, which is important.
Yeah.
I was impressed right after the Browns signed Bryant that there was a story in the Boston Herald said that guy was Belichick's prime target in free agency. because Bill doesn't make a whole lot of mistakes in free agency. And so that intrigued me to see that. And, you know, Kruger, for all the discussion about he's primarily a pass rusher, this and that, I had it in my notes. I think it's either 82 or 85% of the snaps he played. So I don't think that's just rushing the quarterback 85% of the time. The Ravens clearly thought he was good enough to have out there, run or pass, most of the time.
Right.
And so that's important to me. And I'm, you know, Banner sometimes says he's sort of simplistic mantras, but there's a lot of wisdom to some of it, and one being, you know, he thinks of a big part of football is protecting your own quarterback and pressuring the other one, which is, by the way, why I mentioned the guard thing, to make sure that that line is where it should be. But they clearly are adding things to go pressure the opposing team's quarterback, and they're doing it with guys that hopefully will be here 3 or 4 years and be productive, not just a year or two, because, you know, the NFL free agency to me is a minefield most of the time. You know, a lot of these guys that we see now are going to be tossed aside in a year or two. The Eagles, my goodness, they would like to get rid of, you know, almost every free agent they signed the last few years.
Yeah, and they have gotten rid of them.
Get rid of them. Whatever's left, they like to get rid of those guys too.
That's right, there's some left. But you're right about the minefield analogy, and that's why there's a large part of me. I mean, who knows? Who knows how this will all pan out? I'm not going to sit here and say, yep, the Browns hit home runs with every one of these guys. We know that's unlikely, but with any team. But that said, I just think there's something about the methodical way they've approached this. And there was that sense that a lot of people had, okay, new owner in his first big free agency year is going to want to make this splash just to put his name on this franchise. That isn't what Jimmy Haslam went into this doing. He listened, as you said, to Joe Banner's mantras, and I think that's how they've done this. And there's something that tells me that the percentages will favor the Browns, that the majority of these guys can work out or can do some better things.
The idea of what they're doing, that they have a philosophy, is fine with me. I don't quite know how that's going to carry over to the draft. That's what's going to be intriguing, because we don't really have a track record for Michael Lombardi as a drafting guy, because, yeah, he did some of the picks here in Cleveland, but Belichick was doing a lot too, and Oakland's front office was always very muddled. And, you know, Joe Banner was more of the big picture guy than the one who was making the picks in Philadelphia. So I know they had that one draft together, I think it was in 98 in Philly, that was very successful, but we haven't seen a big long track record for those two, and I'm curious to see how that is. And hey, that is your chance to you know, put a signature on this rebuild that they're doing. But I also am confident on the offensive end that Turner and Chudd will do some stuff to make it better, because they've done it in other places, including Chudd doing it here. I mean, to this day, still don't know how Derek Anderson had that good a year, even if it was for only 1 year. I still don't know how that Haley's Comet showed up.
Yeah. And the Haley's Comets of Braylon Edwards and Kellen Winslow as well. And we're all part of the Chudd thing. Terry, great. Appreciate your contributions, and I know we'll talk again down the line.
Anytime, Vic.
He is Terry Pluto from the Cleveland Plain Dealer joining us on the Rebel Wireless Hotline on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. We've got much more coming up on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Looking for the best deal on a new or pre-owned vehicle? Well, look no further than LibertyFord.com. Go online and search Ohio's number one Ford dealer group's large selection of new and pre-owned inventory. Apply for instant credit approval, schedule your next service appointment, learn about special offers, and more. It's all just one click away at LibertyFord.com. Liberty guarantees financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty's in Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion,
it just got hotter in Medina. At Quaker Steak and Lube, we're famous for over 20 flavors of award-winning sauces, voted Best Wings USA. But there's so much more. Ribs, steaks, burgers, sandwiches, salads, signature drinks, and drafts, all served up on a platter full of fun. Every night is hot at the Lube, including all-you-can-eat wings on Tuesday and 60-cent bread and boneless wings on Wednesday. Great time, great food. Get to Quaker Steak and Lube, now open at 4094 Pearl Road in Medina.
For your cooler and charcoal budget. For depositing $100 from Section 100. For being ready on game day, PNC has tools like Mobile Deposit that lets you snap and send checks from most anywhere. And Virtual Wallet that alerts you when you're running low. See our tools and apps at pnc.com/alwaysopen. PNC Bank, for the achiever in you. Official bank of the Cleveland Browns. A supported mobile device is needed to use mobile deposit. Standard data rates and certain other restrictions apply. PNC Bank, National Association, member FDIC.
GoToMeeting is the powerfully simple way to meet and collaborate online. Here's MindJet's Chief Marketing Officer, Yasha Kakis-Wolf, telling us why he believes in GoToMeeting.
For us, using GoToMeeting is our answer. It's the way that we move forward. It's what allows us to be successful. We're able to share the ideas, the plans with everybody, inside of our company and out of our company.
Visit GoToMeeting.com. Click the Try It Free button and enter promo code 45 for a free 45-day trial. GoToMeeting. Meeting is believing.
As long as the kids keep making the traveling team and the new restaurant across town doesn't deliver, you're going to be driving. So it's a smart choice to join new BP Driver Rewards. You receive an instant 10 cents per gallon reward just for signing up. With every second fill up of quality BP gasoline, you keep earning and saving 5 cents per gallon. Pick up a BP Driver Rewards brochure at your local BP to join now. Up to 20 gallons, terms and conditions apply. See bpdriverrewards.com for details.
Things change, people change, the weather changes, but the owners of Window Nation will never change. Hi gang, Riz here in Window Nation, offering you the widest selection of windows, and not only do they tailor the windows to your home, they tailor them to your budget. They make it work for you. Truly getting the most window for your money with Window Nation. Call them today, 216-464-4141. Be confident you're working with the best. 216-464-4141. Window Nation, for your home, because it's where you live. Are you tired of hearing the term guaranteed approval, guaranteed financing, or guaranteed credit? How about no hidden fees? Only to find out you need to win the lottery to be eligible for the so-called guarantee? Well, at Bob Gillingham Ford, the term guaranteed is what they refer to as to how you'll be treated. They guarantee you'll receive the three pillars of customer service: fair, honest, and open. That guarantee is the cornerstone that has allowed them to serve Northeast Ohio for over 56 years. Start your next car or truck buying experience at BobGillinghamFord.com. See their actual and true photographed inventory, like the stunning new 2013 Ford Fusion. From there, let them show you their guarantee of a truly great buying experience. Stop in and see them, 8383 Brook Park Road in Parma, or call 216-398-1300. That's BobGillinghamFord.com. They're looking forward to welcoming you to the home of the real deal, Bob Gillingham Ford.
You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, in association with Rebel Wireless and Quaker Steak and Lube on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Time to go inside the locker room. Jameer Howerton from the Browns gets a chance to sit down with players. Usually does this on pretty much a daily basis or a regular basis for this show. And players, of course, in town for the off-season workouts. And want you to meet a couple of new Browns in this segment. One is tight end Gary Barnage. The other is cornerback Chris Owens. Let's start out with a conversation with Gary Barnage. Take it away, Jameer.
Thanks, Vic. Well, Gary, first off, congratulations to your Cardinals, the 2013 NCAA Men's Basketball Champions. Huge upset. What are your thoughts on the game?
I don't know if it's an upset. We were the number one overall
right,
seed.
Right. Yes, you were.
But
yes, you were.
A lot of people were high on Michigan because they were coming in very hot. But so were we, and I think we played a great game, and it was close throughout, and it's a very exciting game. I'm looking forward to tonight's Women's Championship as well, because we're also in the championship there playing UConn, which is going to be a great game as well.
Well, also, too, welcome to the Cleveland Browns. How's everything been going?
Everything's been going good. It's different being in a new area, new people, new teammates, and stuff like that. But everybody's been friendly. Everything's been very cool. Learning my way around, looking for a place to live and all that kind of stuff. Just a normal, anywhere you move for a job and stuff. So it's been good, though.
I know it's early in the process, but what do you like about the locker room?
I think it's a great layout. I think it's very nice. And all the guys are really very, very nice, very helpful. And I can do the same thing with them because they're learning a new system offensively, and I already know the system coming from with Chutt in Carolina, so I can help them as well. So I think it just makes the transition easier.
And speaking of that, what did it mean to you during free agency when you were signed by the Browns from your former offensive coordinator, Rob Chudzinski?
I think it means a lot because it shows that Chutt has confidence in me and shows he knows what I can do, and he just gave me that opportunity to show it. I'm truly appreciative of it.
And how have you been helping your teammates out?
I've just been working with them on the formations and the plays just so they can learn everything and all the details. Since I've been in the system for 2 years, it makes it a little easier just to learn, teach as well. And I think they're picking up on it very well.
Not only were you a part of this offense in Carolina, but you were also a standout on special teams. Talk about that.
Yeah, special teams is something that not everybody can do, I don't think. I think it takes a mentality to do it, and you got to want to do it. And I think it helps you stay in the league longer. And everybody's always worried about, oh, you got to do this, you got to do that. But I think special teams, if you show out on that, you can do anything you want and just keep working at it. And I love it because I played defensive in high school. So this gives me an opportunity to make tackles that I don't get to do now.
Well, Gary, you guys have been hard at work in the weight room and in the classroom. But next week, you guys hit the field for a mini camp. Talk about the excitement surrounding that.
I think it's going to be a lot of fun. Everybody's looking forward to getting out on the field and getting back in the swing of things, especially with learning all the offense and defenses now. Everybody's just trying to get back in the swing of things, and it's going to be a lot of fun.
And overall, what do you guys want to get accomplished during that time?
I mean, everybody just wants to learn the plays and get everything down pat and be ready to go for OTAs.
And lastly, Gary, as this offseason progresses, what are some of the aspects of your game that you really want to focus in on and improve on?
I just work on technique, on blocking, and just get a little stronger and faster, as always. I think everybody wants to do that in the offseason and during workouts and stuff like that, and just get even more detailed with the offense. I think you can never learn it enough. You always can learn something new.
Well, Gary, thank you for your time, and good luck moving forward.
Thank you very much.
Go Cards.
Back to you, Vic.
Go Cards. Gary Barnage gets a plug-in for the alma mater there, Louisville Cardinals, and he's a pretty happy guy for that reason, and definitely enthused to be here as part of the Browns team. We thank him. We certainly thank Jameer for that, but that's not the end of it. We're going to also give you a chance, just a little taste here, of getting to know another new Brown. He is cornerback Chris Owens, and we throw it back to Jameer for that.
Thanks, Vic. First and foremost, Chris, welcome to Cleveland. How's the offseason program going for you so far?
It's going well. We're doing a lot of explosive movements, and we're getting out there in the classroom, so it's going pretty well.
Around this time of year, what do you like to work on?
You know, this is my first time on a new team, so I just want to get a grasp of the defense and, you know, get in shape, get my body back ready to play.
You're in the classroom working hard. How's that process coming along for you?
It's going well. I'm understanding everything, and it's my fourth year in the league, so, you know, I've become a quicker learner than before. So
you work with a new defensive coordinator, Ray Horton. He says he likes little guys that can hit. Does that describe your style of play?
That describes me. That describes me.
Another important piece to the process is gelling with your teammates. What are some of the things that you guys do off the field to build that camaraderie?
You know, the locker room here is a good locker room. All the guys, what I realize, are around the same age, got the same goals, same ambitions, you know, same interest in life. And so, you know, it's been going well. I've only been here a couple of days. So,
and just overall, like you mentioned, it's early in the process. But on a personal note, just talk about your mindset as you gear up and head towards the season.
My mindset is the ball out of control. Simple as that. I'm trying to have a great year. Bring a winning attitude to this organization. I've been to the playoffs 3 out of 4 years in Atlanta, and I like to play in January, so that's my mindset, and I feel like that's the mindset of the new coaching staff and the organization, so we're right on track.
Well, Chris, thank you for your time. I look forward to catching up with you as the process goes on.
Thanks a lot.
Back to you, Vic.
All right, Jameer, thank you, and again, thanks to Chris Owens, also to tight end Gary Barnage for joining us for the Inside the Locker Room segment. Just give you a chance to hear from a couple of the newest Browns, and we'll continue with that. We've got more new Browns players that we'll present to you, and by the way, the familiar guys, the incumbent guys, too. We're not just limiting it to that, but we are getting caught up with so many new players arriving in the building, and just to get to know them a little bit is what we're doing. All right, up next, we're going to talk more about the Browns draft. Get into it with Charles Davis from NFL Network, draft expert. On Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, you're listening to ESPN 850 WKNR.
Looking for the best deal on a new or pre-owned vehicle? Well, look no further than LibertyFord.com. Go online and search Ohio's number one Ford dealer group's large selection of new and pre-owned inventory. Apply for instant credit approval, schedule your next service appointment, learn about special offers, and more. It's all just one click away at LibertyFord.com. Liberty guarantees financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty is in Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion, home.
It just got hotter in Medina. At Quaker Steak & Lube, we're famous for over 20 flavors of award-winning sauces, voted Best Wings USA. But there's so much more. Ribs, steaks, burgers, sandwiches, salads, signature drinks, and drafts, all served up on a platter full of fun. Every night is hot at the Lube, including all-you-can-eat wings on Tuesday and 60-cent bread and boneless wings on Wednesday. Great times, great food. Get to Quaker Steak & Lube, now open at 4094 Pearl Road in Medina.
Are you ready to make some big plays this season? Like growing your savings, buying a home, or even building a business? At First Merit Bank, we'd like to assist you with your goals, whatever they may be. So no matter what your next play is, we're ready to help you make it happen. It's your game plan. How can we help? First Merit Bank. You first. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
If you need a good lawyer, listen up. Use mine, Russo Rosalina. Hi, gang. Riz here for Russo Rosalina, general practice family law firm. Joe, Gabriella, and Basil have been doing it for years. Two locations, too. East Side, Richmond Town Square. West Side, Parmatown on Ridge. If you suffered a loss of a loved one, Russo Rosalina can handle the estate for you. Injuries, divorce, bankruptcy, wills, they do it. Go to RRLPA.com. That's RRLPA.com, Russo Rosalina.
I'm Joel Matlin, president of Alarm Force. I'm proud to say that our award-winning customer service is so good we have an A-plus rating at the Better Business Bureau. So call Alarm Force today and get a home alarm system with no charge live two-way voice and only $25 per month for monitoring. And know that every Alarm Force system is backed by the best customer service in the industry.
Call 1-800-267-2001. Alarm Force!
Ohio's best choice for home security.
And now, back to Andre Knott.
I'm at Buffalo Wild Wings, where tournament basketball is hotter than a pocket full of wing sauce. You've got to get to B-dubs for college hoops. If any tournament game goes to overtime, everyone in the house wins $5 in free food. Plus, any group of eight or more scores a free sampler platter. Don't foul your bracket at a joint that can't hack it. Get to B-dubs for every minute of tournament hoops action.
Thanks, Andre. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports. Go to BuffaloWildWings.com for the Northeast Ohio location nearest you.
Vic Carucci with you and thanking you for hanging out with us here on a Football Tuesday. Cleveland Browns Daily driven by Liberty Ford and Browns fans unite. Season tickets are on sale now. Be part of the tradition of Cleveland Browns football live at First Energy Stadium. Great seat locations are open in the general seating bowl and club level. For more information on new Browns season tickets, visit clevelandbrowns.com or call 440-824-3434. This segment is driven by Liberty Ford. Charles Davis is with NFL Network. He is joining us via the Revel Wireless Hotline. Charles, welcome back to the show.
Hey, thank you. I appreciate it. How have you been?
I've been outstanding, my friend. Like you, very busy kind of getting ready for this draft while also going through the day-to-day of free agency. And even though it's supposed to be quieted down at this point, the Browns are still making moves. And the most recent addition, bringing aboard Don Nelson from the Buffalo Bills, I want your thought about what kind of impact you think that makes on the Browns.
Well, I think it's a good one. You know, you add another weapon. You add a guy who can play. It's kind of, you know, it's already kind of a thin receiving core, and you need to add more people to it. And you've got a guy who's, you know, who's played in the league and understands what is expected of him. And I think oftentimes when you get a guy who's coming from another team, he has that little something extra to prove. You know, they always feel that way. I'll show you.
Right.
This is a great opportunity with a young quarterback who, well, you know, everybody wants to joke about Brandon Weeden's age, young in NFL experience, but a new offensive coordinator, new head coach. This is a great time for everyone to be able to take a step forward and shine.
And, Charles, when you picture a North Turner offense, and a Rob Chudzinski offense for that matter, but when you picture the offenses that Norv has run and put together, those are the types of receivers you see. The physical prototype is tall, athletic, the kinds of things that real long frame, the kinds of things that Nelson brings.
Yeah, without a doubt. And, you know, you think about Norv with the Cowboys. In no way am I saying that this guy is Michael Irvin, but that's the type of body type we're talking about, isn't it? So that's,
right.
That's what you're looking for. You look at those big, strong guys, not afraid to go and work in the inside part of the field, keep the sticks moving, and when the big plays happen, because with these big, strong receivers, after a while, sometimes tackling them is the third and fourth quarter is not the same as the first, second quarter. We always look at that. Look at it that way, Vic, with running backs. But, you know, these big, strong receivers nowadays, they're no day in the they're no day at the beach either. So this is a good thing.
Charles, when you see what the Browns have done to date in free agency, let's look at the whole body of work up to this point, and now work that into the thought process of looking at the draft. And I know you analyze these college players so closely in your day-to-day work with NFL Network. How do you see that? How do you see these two meshing, what they've accomplished and what they still need to do?
Well, that's always the key, because a lot of them are coming out of offenses that aren't really asking you to do a lot of what the NFL will ask you to do in terms of routes, progressions, things of that nature. A lot of the college offenses with the spread stuff is get open, show me your numbers, and I'll get you the football. Not quite the same on the NFL level, a little more not just sophisticated, but a little more precise in what you're doing. So you've got to project some of that. You got to project where a kid is going to be coachable and has the aptitude to pick up on an NFL offense and put all that to good use. I think we're seeing more and more of that. Vic, as you well know, it wasn't that long ago all the coaches we ever talked to were just bemoaning the fact that the college is running so much spread. Remember
right.
that?
Yes.
We can't evaluate them. They don't do what we do. I haven't heard as much of that lately. People have adjusted. People figure out that's what the colleges are going to do, what works best for them. And it's, guess what? It's up to the NFL guys to coach them. And they're just doing a better job of evaluating the guys they think will get it done for them when they're going to select them.
And I think, and I don't know if you agree with this, but I think it applies to the defensive side. You see more and more of that hybrid edge guy, that he's a defensive end at the collegiate level, but it's easy to project him as an outside linebacker in the NFL. The Browns running that 3-4. Looking for that type of piece for their day. I mean, they're looking for a lot of different pieces, but that edge rushing piece, the one that they picked up in Paul Kruger from the Baltimore Ravens, they get Quentin Groves from the Arizona Cardinals. I don't know that they're quite done with doing that, and this draft seems to have those types of guys, those guys that you point to as ends like Deion Jordan at Oregon in college, who are you can easily translate them or transfer them into outside linebackers, or so you think. It looks like you could.
Yeah, I think you're right about that, and that's always the key. Can you get those guys to transition? You know, you look within division, look what Pittsburgh's done over the years. You know, Lamar Woodley was a down defensive end in college that they saw as a guy who could transition and play. Do we have guys like that in this year's draft? Well, you know, when we go to the combine, Vic, how often after the defensive end drills do we see all those guys taking drills as outside linebackers?
Yep.
It seems like almost all of them now, right? They don't even distinguish. It used to be, well, there'd be about five guys we'll look at. Now it's like, all of you, try it. Let's see what it looks like. And, you know, you see a big guy like Marcus Hunt, you know, big defensive end from SMU going through those drills. Bjorn Werner from Florida State going through those drills. Trying to figure out who it is that can make that type of transition bigger, stronger, stouter. The better, that's what they're looking for.
And when we get to the Browns at number six, Charles, we could look at multiple needs for sure. One of them we just talked about, that edge rusher, and maybe that is a way to go. But there are those who think the conventional approach to this should be just get your cornerback there and get the best cornerback on the board on the presumption that Dee Milner from Alabama is available. And I don't know what your thoughts are in terms of A, his availability, and D, the wisdom, B, maybe I'll learn the alphabet too,
yeah.
B, the wisdom of going with him at number six.
Yeah, and I think that the scramble is going to be what happens above, obviously. But I don't think anyone's really at play for D. Milner, although you keep hearing about every team needing one. Could Jacksonville go at two? I tend to doubt it. My sense is that Detroit at five is more of an issue than Jacksonville at two, way more of an issue. But if not, I think he's sitting there at six. And I'm not sure at that number what pass rusher, outside linebacker type guy we're talking about. Because for the longest time, I was saying Jarvis Jones.
Right.
Now we've got to find out how the Browns brass quantifies what they saw at his pro day versus the great tape that they get to watch where he's getting to the quarterback in SEC play. Because the numbers dictate that he might not be that explosive pass rusher, running 4.95 40, you know, didn't jump very well. I think he's like 30-inch vertical. So the explosion doesn't seem to be there, but it's there when you watch him on tape. And so that's going to be the tough part for the Browns to try and figure out, because I'm saying, okay, who else do you take there at 6 that fits that bill? Unless Deion Jordan slips. You know, if Deion Jordan slips, now you've got something to play with. And when I say slips to 6, it seems like the wrong word, but it seems like there's such competition for Deion Jordan already that you're wondering, will he go 2 to Jacksonville? At worst case, do you think he goes 4 to Philadelphia? You know, that sort of a deal. So now you're into that sort of, okay, what are we going to do here? Is there that one guy that we really like that high? For a long time, we thought Bjorn Warner would be a great edge rusher, but I'm not sure people see him as a double-digit sack guy now. Is he more of a base end? So picking at 6 is going to be tough. Your wild card is, what if you're not sold on your quarterback? You know, yeah. If you're not sold on your quarterback, do you go quarterback at 6? Well, in this year's draft, it doesn't seem like that's everyone's flavor based on Buffalo signing Kevin Cobb, right? Arizona signing Carson Palmer. You know, you're looking at all these teams that are quarterback needy, and they're going veteran route. Oakland signing Matt Flynn, you know, making the move for Matt Flynn. That doesn't suggest to me that there's a great consensus around the league that there's a quarterback that people want that high. So I tend to think that Cleveland doesn't go there.
Charles Davis from NFL Network joining us on the Revel Wireless Hotline on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. I was going to get to you on this quarterback thing, too, because it is such an interesting topic league-wide. It is something that I think Browns fans kind of want to see what this team might do, if not with that first pick that they have, somewhere along the line, maybe still address that they don't know if all the work is done, even though they've brought aboard Jason Campbell as the veteran guy behind Brandon Whedon. But, you know, how definitively sold are they on Whedon? They aren't. He needs to show, I think, a lot more to this. They're willing to give him the chance to be the guy, but I think he needs to lock that down more, which tells me, you know, is this a draft where you might have that safeguard guy or put the flyer out there on somebody and then say, hey, maybe down the road a couple of years or even 2014, this will be our guy.
Yeah, I think that's what we're going to have to figure out and see. The tough part is this is not a huge quarterback draft. You know, I mean, if you're picking way down the line, once you get out of probably the second round, maybe third, I'm not sure where you would go to say that down the line this could be a guy that we would develop. I mean, that would be a tremendous stretch, I would think. I think a lot of people are eyeing next year as seemingly a better quarterback draft. But again, you know, every time we say something like that, Vic, how many quarterbacks end up going in the first round? More than we expect, right? Happens every single time. So we'll just have to play this one out and see. I think the Browns are in pretty decent shape. You know, you've got Whedon from last year. You've got a veteran in Jason Campbell. They don't have to. I don't think they have to go and reach for a quarterback that they're just not absolutely positively sold on. If they were to take someone at 6, that would suggest to me that they really feel like they are sold on their guy. Similar to Ryan Tannehill going at 8 to Miami last year, where a lot of us said, I don't know about him at 8, you know, but they decided he was their guy. Go back to Tennessee a couple years ago, Jake Locker at 8. Remember, I think we all kind of fell out of our chair. Yet at the same time, Tennessee told us, we think he's our guy. Minnesota, Christian Ponder at 12. Another, I think, surprise for all of us. Again, that's Minnesota saying, we think that he's best for us. Now, jury's still out on every guy I named. And that's the tough part, because Andrew Luck came and proved himself right away. Robert Griffin III did. In a mild surprise, Russell Wilson did. But I think we all liked Russell Wilson. Everything about his game except for what? 5'10 and 3/8.
Yeah. No.
If he's 6'2", no question he's in the upper part of the first round.
Yeah, it would not have been a discussion.
Yeah.
All right, now look at let me take you through this scenario. So if the Browns decide at 6 to not go with a corner, to not go with D. Milner or any corner there, and they decide not to go with an offensive guard that high, a lot of folks excited
about Warmack or a Cooper.
Yeah, you know, excited about those guys, understandably, as the potential first rounders. And that, okay. That said, when and we know right now they don't have a second round pick. So, do you see a player at the corner or guard position that could be taken third, fourth round that anybody could feel good about right now?
Well, the kid out of Kent State, Brian Winters, you know, is a big old man, right? And I got to watch him in the postseason, and I think there's a lot of things he can do. To me, he kind of fits in that territory if we're talking about offensive guard. If we're talking about cornerback, there's going to be a ton of different opportunities. It'd be how high a lot of these guys get valued. You may get a small school guy like a B.W. Webb that could go into third, although I think most people probably have a second-round grade on him, Vic. You know, a Robert Alford, southeastern, you know, Louisiana, another guy that I think people probably have more of a second-round grade on. You know, I was just watching Terry Hawthorne from Illinois, watching some tape on him. He had a tough night against Quentin Patton, the tape I'm watching, Louisiana Tech wide receiver. Well, he's pretty darn good. But guys like that could end up going, you know, because of those things, they could end up going in the third round. You know, Bleedy Ray Wilson from UConn, I don't think makes it to the third round. But he would be a type of guy that everybody would jump on in a hurry. So it's going to be tough because trying to keep up with the receivers in this league, Vic, you know, have pushed the corners up in the draft in a lot of ways. And the other part of it, too, is in the recent years, we've been able to find receivers in every round. We haven't found cover guys in every round. This year, it's a little more of an equal situation, and I think that's a good thing because I still think there's talent to be found as we move on in the draft.
Yeah, receiver, another position that I think the Browns would have on their radar, tight end, the pass-catching guy. I know they picked up a couple of tight ends in free agency, but that pass-catching sort of player, difference maker, is this also a draft where you could see that happening? It tends to happen in just about every draft, right, where that guy gets picked in the third round or even lower.
Yeah, I like, you know, a guy that I like is Derek Gragg from Arkansas for that pass-catching tight end. Mm. Didn't play very much last year, had a leg injury, ended up missing a lot of the season, ran around like an absolute colt at the combine, and has good tape from the past. I think that he would be a great third-round value, that type of pass-catching tight end that would fit there.
Those are good thoughts, and I'll tell you what, you definitely have shed a different light on this, which I knew you would, because I know you study this thing deeply, and I know, again, you pay attention to this Browns team, and I think this is the other shoe that has to drop here with the new folks running things here, Charles, is that they've done the free agency thing. I think they've made some wise, methodical moves there as far as hitting the logical places. Now we wait to see what the draft brings, but it sounds like there's enough opportunity to hit a lot of these areas, at least in one form, and whether or not these guys are contributing right away or down the line, but at least it gives you a chance to cover these positions.
No, I agree totally, because I just think that this is one of those drafts where we may not have superstar power because of the lack of quote-unquote quarterbacks, but I think it's a very deep draft at most positions where you can, you know, throughout the draft, you should be able to find someone that gives you an opportunity to get better.
Well, great stuff, and we appreciate the fact that you took the time to join us, and I guess we'll have to talk with you down the line after the draft.
Yeah, I look forward to it.
All right.
Appreciate it, Vic.
Yes. Charles Davis, he joins us on the Revel Wireless Hotline here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. We've got much more coming up on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Looking for the best deal on a new or pre-owned vehicle? Well, look no further than LibertyFord.com. Go online and search Ohio's number one Ford dealer group's large selection of new and pre-owned inventory. Apply for instant credit approval, schedule your next service appointment, learn about special offers, and more. It's all just one click away at LibertyFord.com. Liberty guarantees financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty's in Stolen, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion,
At Cleveland Clinic, we'll see you later, today. Access to the best care is easy, with same-day appointments available at convenient locations throughout Northeast Ohio. Call today, 216-444-CARE, or visit clevelandclinic.org.
Looking for the biggest, best sandwich with a big, meaty taste sure to bowl you over? Then, people, welcome to the beyond belief taste of a Subway Italian BMT sub.
Genoa salami, spicy pepperoni, and Black Forest ham nestled on your choice of freshly baked bread. All this bountiful goodness filled high with your favorite veggies. The big, meaty taste of a Subway Italian BMT sub. Only at a Subway restaurant. Beautiful. Subway. Eat fresh.
For your cooler and charcoal budget. For depositing $100 from Section 100. For being ready on game day, PNC has tools like mobile deposit that lets you snap and send checks from most anywhere, and virtual wallet that alerts you when you're running low. See our tools and apps at pnc.com/alwaysopen. PNC Bank, for the achiever in you. Official bank of the Cleveland Browns. A supported mobile device is needed to use mobile deposit. Standard data rates and certain other restrictions apply. PNC Bank, National Association, member FDIC.
At Cleveland Clinic, we'll see you later, today. Access to the best care is easy, with same-day appointments available at convenient locations throughout Northeast Ohio. Call today, 216-444-CARE, or visit clevelandclinic.org.
Communities and businesses depend on each other.
Successful companies can make a difference in people's lives, and we need them involved now more than ever.
I want to work with a company that's invested in my community.
A company that cares about Cleveland and the people who live here.
I'm Brian Kurtz, a Baird financial advisor and a proud Cleveland resident. Baird has been part of Cleveland for more than a decade, and all of us who call it home believe strongly in giving back to the community. That's why we support local organizations like St. Martin de Porres, Achievement Centers for Children, and Hattie Larlem. Because at Baird, we believe improving people's lives is a big part of what we do, and we know that genuine caring is critical to doing it well.
Discover a financial partner who cares about Cleveland. Visit BairdCleveland.com. That's BairdCleveland.com. Robert W. Baird & Company, member SIPC.
Take me out to the ball game.
Take me out to the crowd.
Buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jacks.
I don't care if I ever get back for
a treat. Root for the Indians.
If they don't win, it's a shame.
Boys, one,
two,
three strikes, you're out at the old ball game.
Sugardale Dollar Dog Night on Friday, April 12th, when the Indians take on the Chicago White Sox at Progressive Field. Buy early and save at Indians.com.
This is the sound of a popular American motorcycle. It's the sound of freedom, the open road, really good times. And this is what it sounds like with a drunk guy on it. How do you like the sound of that? Cops are cracking down on drunk motorcycle riders. If you ride drunk, you will get caught and you will get arrested. Drunk riding. Over the limit, under arrest. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Transportation.
Vic Carucci with you. On Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Back to your questions, comments that you submit to Facebook, Twitter pages of the Browns, our Browns Daily email address, daily@clevelandbrowns.com. This is from email. Doug says, Vic, point taken about a rush linebacker being just as important, if not more so, than D. Milner. Of course, he's talking about the Alabama cornerback for the sixth pick of the Browns, or the first pick of the Browns, whatever that might be. However, Doug goes on to say, when Frank Minifield and Hanford Dixon were back there, did anybody remember the names of the front seven as well as they remembered the cornerbacks' names? Maybe the extra time a cornerbacks can cover will allow the front seven to get to the quarterback. Point taken by you, Doug. There's no doubt we knew the stardom that the Minifield-Dixon combo was and provided that they were the identity of that defense. However, this is what I think is different. The league has always been, quarterbacks have always been paramount to success in the NFL, but I think more so now than ever. I think it's become much more of a passing league. I think you had more balance then. So I think you always needed to get after the QB, but I think your defense by design must have more of those types of people. And I'm not saying you should be soft against the run and be that overly one-dimensional defensively, but I think your first priority should be to get after the quarterback. And, yeah, have cover people. They help those people get there. They help create time to get there. But I still think it's the minimizing of quarterback time that is more important, because I think, too, we're in an era where, besides being quarterback-driven, we're quarterbacks are moving, and offenses are designed to create more movement by design, and corners have to hold their coverage longer. And again, a great corner can be made to look less great or closer to ordinary when when he's covered a guy and the QB's got forever to throw. Evan Iggs says from Twitter, I would love to see the Browns draft Tavon Austin with their first-round pick, wide receiver from West Virginia. Fascinating guy. We've got a piece up, I think it's up now and should be up soon, on ClevelandBrowns.com by Matt Florjancic, with Mel Kiper talking, waxing poetic about Tavon Austin. Had watched him at Dunbar High School down in Baltimore, where Kiper lives. And yeah, I think I don't see him being drafted where the Browns would utilize a first-round pick for him, and he's going to be, I think, a first-rounder. Exciting player, but I don't see it for the Browns. I thank Terry Pluto. I thank Charles Davis. I thank Jameer Howerton. I thank Gary Barnage and Chris Owens. I thank Drew Boatner and our outstanding producer, Dave DiNatale, and Lauren Whitaker, and so many others. And thank you, the audience. We'll see you again tomorrow on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.
The preceding program was a production of the Cleveland Browns and a part of the Browns Media Network.